We do not believe that the Election Commission, as constituted, has the requisite competence or objectivity to preside over this most critical election in Liberia. As you may know, the Liberty Party has already taken the Election Commission to court on its composition. The law provides for 5 commissioners. We have 7 commissioners. We have a situation where the Election Commission has shown favor towards the ruling Unity Party and against the Liberty Party. For example, Unity Party had a convention in October of 2010 in Monrovia. There was no comment, no outburst on the part of the Election Commission. When Liberty Party had its convention in January of this year in the city of Bangabon County, the commissioner's chairman was on the media, threatened to bar the party from taking part in the election, banning myself and others. And this is not a man who certainly can preside over the elections.
Let's talk about the results of the voter registration. The commission was expecting, I think it's 2.1 million voters to register. That fell short. What do you make of that?
We intend to do a sampling of those names that are on the registry list to make sure that those are people who actually registered, because we are aware that the voters' apathy in Liberia is extremely low, and that would account for people not turning out to register to vote.
Now, you mentioned voter apathy. Could it be perhaps due to disgruntlement of the voters, the fact that maybe they don't see a genuine alternative in the opposition right now?
It could be composition of both factors you mentioned, but I think it's more so with regards to the incumbent. Remember, Mr. Bate, we've come from 14 years of war, several interim governments, and Liberians have been looking for leadership that will move us from where we have been onto a new plane, but they don't see it. The only reason why someone like me remain a viable candidate, I believe, is because Liberians are still looking for leadership. So it is more so that they are so displeased and dissatisfied over the fact that their plight has not changed over the last 6 years.
In my discussion with almost all of you, the opposition leaders, there has been always this discussion of either a coalition or a merger. Are you all still in discussion?
Well, the discussions are being held along two lines. One, there are still discussions with political parties and politicians with whom we may all work together to face President Sirleaf in the second round. There are others that we're talking with now that we hope to be able to come together on the second round. The good thing is that the vast majority of the opposition are hearing the voice of the Liberian people, that there is a need for change. We are regrettably seeing Liberia slipping back into a situation of a collapse of law and order. As you know, just the 22nd, I believe, of March, we have a clear evidence of police brutality in Monrovia. I saw a video just last night of police officers. These are people who have been trained by taxpayer money from countries all over the world, including the United States, climbing over the fence of the school campuses to go into the campus to beat up our students. The students were blooded up. They were wounded severely. It was not like students were on the streets and the police were trying to get them off the street. The police actually climbed over the walls of the schools, getting onto the school compounds. And instead of arresting students peacefully, who they claim may have demonstrated illegally, they want to beat them up, brutalize them, hurt some of them. It's even rumored that one of the students might have died, you know. But we are back to the ugly past of yesterday.